CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I have Melanie Cutting with us again. It's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So Melanie's going to talk about movies.
Yes, I am. But I did not see a movie this week.
Okay.
I think even I have my...
Your quota?
My upper limit of movies that I can see in a given period of time. But more importantly, there just wasn't, honestly, a movie playing downtown at the Maison de Cinema, which I hadn't I'd already seen the ones I wanted to see.
Okay.
Or the new ones I frankly had little, if any, interest in.
Okay.
I can mention them, Joe, just to say that these are the newer movies. I mean, there's one called Captive State, which is concerned with a takeover of planet Earth, which apparently had happened 10 years before. And the movie seems to center around what's going on now with having been under the control of an alien race for 10 years. And there are dissidents and there are people who are supporting the newcomers. And anyway, it's somehow, although this ordinarily is not something that I would absolutely say, oh, I'd never want to see a movie like that, it just didn't look tremendously interesting in the trailers.
Okay.
So I thought, meh, okay. Forget about that for now. The next one that's there, which again, for me, didn't look tremendously interesting, is the one called 5 Feet Apart, about the two young people who appear to be teenagers or early 20s, each of whom has cystic fibrosis. And in order to keep their health, such as it is, from deteriorating, they can't get apparently closer than 5 feet from each other. And they would like to be a lot closer than that. So anyway, I thought, again,
A little depressing.
I don't think it's aimed at my generation somehow, but maybe I'm judging beforehand without having all the information. I did see the trailer for this, and I thought, this is not something I'm going to make a big deal about going to see. So I didn't. The movies that are... then there's one other movie, which I actually thought, of all the movies there, this is the one I would actually go and see, called Wonder Park.
Wonder Park, okay.
Wonder Park. And it's a feature-length cartoon about a girl, not a young woman, a girl, who discovers kind of a hidden theme park in her backyard, which she has created with her imagination, something along those lines. And I thought, well, I kind of like feature-length cartoons. And indeed, I may like this one. But truth be told, almost no one else did. The reviews have been lukewarm at best.
Okay.
And basically, the reviewers and the audiences are saying, eh, there's so many better animated features out there now. This year alone, the Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse, I think, and How to Train Your Dragon. There's some wonderful full-length cartoons out there, and this one is probably fine if you're, you know, in the 4 to 10 age bracket. Although apparently there's an undercurrent of kind of sadness to the whole thing. The little girl in the movie has something going on in her life, which is quite sad. But there's, you know, animals, you know, she has animal friends who are, you know, they sort of look like Disney creatures. And I thought, okay, well, if I'm going to see something this week, which I didn't, that would have been the one that I chose.
Okay.
But didn't happen. I won't say absolutely don't see this one, but, you know, if you're a parent with small children, have a look at it first, because sometimes the sad parts of these movies can make or break the movie for a kid. And for an adult, this is actually the reason why I will probably not go see the Dumbo remake, because of the whole Dumbo's separation from mom.
Mm-hmm. I can understand, a little depressing for me also.
Yeah. So anyway, I think that maybe there's an element to this new movie Wonder Park, which is kind of, maybe there's a sadness to, mm-hmm, it. So if you're thinking that you would like to take your kid or kids to a movie, and you say, oh, Wonder Park, it would be a good idea to read up a little bit about it. Mm-hmm. And I can certainly recommend the Rotten Tomatoes site, which has a whole variety of audience reviews and critical reviews. And in fact, none of those were stellar by any stretch. See, here we have Wonder Park, the critics as a group, it was only 30% approval.
Okay.
Which is pretty low. And for audiences who often, you know, are somewhat less critical than critics, they say, like, I know what I like, whereas critics look at other things. So the critics have said 30%. The audience scores 43%. So that's also low.
Hmm.
Anyway, so see it with a kid, you know, mm-hmm, buy a kid if you need to go and see it. But make sure that it's that the child that you have is going to not be upset if there's sad parts, you know, mm-hmm, dealing with loss, because I think that's certainly underlying in the film. Anyway, so that's what's going on now. The movies that I have already seen and I have already recommended at the Maison, which are the How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. Two thumbs up for that, mm-hmm, one. Definitely worth seeing. And the, where are we? Oh, Captain Marvel. A little bit, division of opinion about, mm-hmm, about the movie and about the character, but I really enjoyed Captain Marvel. Once they got away from wherever they were, which I couldn't relate to at all. Mm-hmm. It wasn't planet Earth, but they did eventually get back to planet Earth and they encountered Earthlings, including Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay.
So then it got fun and interesting for me.
Mm-hmm.
Still a little bit long and a little bit too many fight scenes, but that's what sells.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be one that I'd recommend, which is presently there. And the How to Train Your Dragon, as I mentioned. The new ones, not so much. But what's coming, upcoming movies at the Maison du Cinéma. And we have at least two. Yep, on the 22nd, which is Friday, in the heart of spring,
mm-hmm,
there's a movie called Us, and truth be told, I don't know anything about this movie because I haven't had a chance to look at it, but I did have a chance to look at one that is coming on Friday called The Hummingbird Project.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Ooh, mm-hmm, yes. It has nothing to do with hummingbirds, as far as I can tell. But it's a thriller with Jesse Eisenberg and Skarsgård, for his first name, kind of a heartthrob guy, mm-hmm, who is less of a heartthrob in this movie because they've made him bald, and it has to do with a plan that these two young men, who I think are cousins, have hatched to string a fiber optic cable from Kansas to New Jersey.
Okay.
Go figure. And it needs to be in an absolutely straight line across the country. So go figure, from the Midwest to New Jersey, straight line. It doesn't have to be, there needs to be just a, you know, sort of a small, kind of like a trench or a little tunnel,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of these.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, going under, under bodies of water.
Okay.
Somehow. Anyway, it looks interesting. And the goal of this trench is for these two young men to save something like a millisecond, literally a millisecond, in the speed at which information from the stock market is disseminated.
So, oh, okay.
I haven't seen the movie, and I have, but what I've seen in the trailers is one of these movies where there's a lot of financial terms thrown around, mm-hmm. most of which I don't know. So I would have to actually see the movie to get a better sense of how this is supposed to work.
Mm-hmm.
But it does look like fun and kind of a, as I say, kind of a thriller. And there is the two brothers who are trying to get this underway, and they are contending with their, I think it's their former boss, played by Salma Hayek,
mm-hmm.
and she gets word of their project, and she's determined to stop it. So anyway, it's again not getting superb reviews.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing okay, and but I do kind of like thrillers, so I think this is one that this is likely to be my next the next movie that I will see when it begins on Friday, so I'll see it on the weekend.
Hmm.
And this other movie, just quickly, the other movie, which is beginning on Friday, is a horror film.
Okay.
not my favorite genre, but a lot of people's favorite genre, and it's called Us, and it is directed by, and I think also written by, Jordan Peele, who's half of a, formerly half of a comedy team, Key and Peele, which was
okay.
really quite funny.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan Peele recently has been making movies and making really well-received movies. There was one, I think from last year or possibly the year before, called Get Out, and it did very well, and apparently was quite clever. This one is, I think, in the same vein.
Mm-hmm.
And probably has some of the same sensibilities that the Get Out had, and there appear to be a number of black characters. Maybe it's possible that every character in the movie is black. I'm not sure, but it's definitely a horror film. And again, if you want to go see it, then you might want to check out the trailer first,
mm-hmm.
and you can check out the trailer for any of these movies on Rotten Tomatoes, or just go right to the Maison de Cinema site and you can see the trailer in either language. So
good
that
tip.
Would be something I'd recommend for that movie. Again, it's maybe not one that I will stand in line for, just because horror is not my favorite, but I will go see Project Hummingbird and let people know how that was when
mm-hmm.
I talk to you again. And again, these two movies begin this Friday.
Okay.
March 22nd. So, now that we're getting nice weather, quite nice today, especially.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It is. And I do think today is either the day before spring begins or it is the day spring begins. But finally, it's looking like spring, which is nice. But there is some snow in the forecast. But for now, it's spring-like. And it's a little harder to justify going to a daytime movie when the weather is so nice.
It is.
Yes. So sometimes I have to say, look, I like daytime movies, but I may not see more than one this week because it's just so nice out.
It is.
Mm-hmm. So hope it keeps up. So just a reminder, I haven't mentioned this in a while, is that the Maison de Cinema has... they have their system of movie passes,
mm-hmm.
8 movie passes for $56, $7 a pop, which you can't do a whole lot better.
No, you can't.
Maybe anywhere. I'm not
mm-hmm.
sure, unless there are student rates below that of $6 or $6.50. But certainly, $7 is a deal. And quite nice people. They have a good system for getting in. You go in, buy your ticket, get your popcorn. It works like clockwork. It's a bit innovative and works very well. So I recommend when you can, or if you don't want to go during the day, you know, go in the evening when lots of people do go to movies, and check out some of the movies that are currently there, or the ones that are starting up on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Good.
That's it for me for today.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.